Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. You can also catch us anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search the Rob O'Donnell Show, favorite it, and it gets brought to your inbox for your podcast selection each and every day. And we put out anywhere from 3 to 5 podcasts from the show each day, so you could check us out there in case you're not able to listen between 3 and 6 p.m. on weekdays. It is 410, 81 degrees on this Wednesday, July 30th, 2025. Thanks for joining the second hour of the Rob O'Donnell Show here on WILK News Radio. Was just following up, and the texter was absolutely right. The ducking of the Jeep started in 2020. Actually started in Canada. A small town in Canada in 2020. A woman named Allison Parliament from Ontario randomly bought a bunch of rubber ducks from a convenience store and gave one to another Jeep owner with a note that said, "Have a great day." The intent was to bring a smile to an individual and spread a little cheer that we all needed during the pandemic. Small interaction turned into a much better than expected. The Jeep owner walked out of the store at first, was confused when he saw the rubber duck being placed on the Jeep. However, after reading the note that was left behind, he left a huge smile on his face that night. Duck Duck Jeep was born after being posted on Instagram, and the rest is history. So a social media phenomenon because one woman just wanted to give someone a smile. That's how it goes. So yeah, if you ever see the little rubber ducks all over the dashboard of a lot of Jeeps, I'm not a big fan of that, but you know, it's a cool thing to do. It's a camaraderie thing, and I'm telling you, this whole Jeep stuff, and I'm getting text messages from Jeep owners. They're a fun vehicle. You know, we have a few of them in our parking lot here, and when we're all here, we'll all park together. And like I said, you got the Jeep V-Wave, and that started after World War II when the veterans came home, and a lot of them bought the Jeeps that they were using, the Wileys. And you know, when they saw each other, it was a sign that you know, there was a brotherhood there. And now, you know, you got guys, girls, Jeeps are Jeeps. Like I said, my wife has her Jeep. My daughter has her second Jeep now. And we'll see. I was trying to get my wife to get the Gladiator because it's kind of a mix between a small pickup and a Jeep Wrangler, but she does not like the Gladiator. So she's got her Jeep now, so we'll see where it goes. Well, it's interesting because I've seen the governor posting a lot on social media, taking credit for a lot of things that aren't his, like the Sunday hunting. You know, he tried to take credit for that the other day. And he was talking about all the data center investments in Pennsylvania. And again, that has, and he tried to say for the past 2 years, these data centers, first of all, buddy, governor, come on. The data centers only started in this administration for the past 5-6 months. With the change of energy policies is when data centers said, "Hey, this looks like our time." And they have been looking to really invest in our area, and they are putting their money where their mouth is. But for the governor to take credit for setting an environment for the data center and AI revolution in Pennsylvania, come on now, we all know. But it's politics, right? Of course he's going to take credit for anything good, ignore it, just like he tried to extend that this started during the Biden administration. Believe me, the Biden administration AI centers were not looking to do anything in Pennsylvania. It's because of the change in energy policy. It's because the freedom that has been given for industry that all this interest has now been shown. But one of the other things, and we're going to talk about some more of the posts he did, because he talked about some, you know, was pushing about how good it is to be open and transparent. Yeah, only when it's not to do with him and maybe the sexual harassment settlements that his administration had to settle. You know, he doesn't want to be open and transparent about that. Or the woman when he was attorney general who had, you know, 20 or 30 stab wounds, some to the back, that was ruled a suicide. Now it's not ruled a suicide anymore. So what went wrong there? But he doesn't want to be open and transparent about that either. Again, we'll talk about that later in the show. Here is something that affects every one of us. Critical state payments to schools, county child welfare agencies, and other state agencies will be delayed as the budget impasse continues. You know, what I haven't seen the governor post a lot of is his commitment to getting a budget through, his commitment to sitting down with both Democrats and Republicans, because that's what it's going to take here. You have the Democrats control the House, you have Republicans control the Senate. And it is the governor's job to sit down because it's his budget. It's up to him to sit down and say, hey, we need to come to an agreement. You guys got to give up some. You guys got to give up some. No one's going to be 100% happy, but at least we will get a budget to our people. Every school district in the Commonwealth is suffering. Child welfare agencies are suffering. All the entities that depend on state funding do not know where they stand until a budget is solidified and signed. So a lot of guessing is going on with these budgets, and every school district is planning their budget, if not have approved their budget. They don't know where they stand. Do we need to come up with millions of dollars or more money? Is this money going to come? Are we going to get more than we wanted to come? It just sets up an entire screw the pooch moment here, because say these school districts do increase their taxes on the taxpayer because they're not expecting, they cannot depend on the money they think they're going to get. And then they end up getting that money, maybe even more. Do you think they're going to go back and rescind their votes and reduce the tax rate for you people? No, they're not. So now they're taxing you more where they really didn't need to, because they're not going to give up the money that they already have it. They already passed it. They already got through the rough part. You know, they already got through the heat of that tax increase, so they're not going to go back and bring it up again. But the state will be unable to make at least a $2.5 billion payment to schools, counties, and key service providers due to Pennsylvania's ongoing budget impasse. The two letters, viewed by reporters, signed by the Secretary of Budget for Pennsylvania, the administration told a host of providers, from tech schools to libraries to ambulance services to homeless shelters, that payments will be delayed over the next 6 weeks. Negotiations are continuing, and the dialogue is respectful and productive. However, finding agreement can be slow-moving, and we have yet to come to a final agreement. Well, maybe you should have started sooner. Maybe as soon as you complete this budget, you should start on the next one. All told, letters warn that delays of $2 billion worth of education funding, most of it consisting of delayed monthly payments to school districts, and $542 million in health and human services funding, most of it to county child welfare offices. Both letters conclude that as soon as the budget bill is delivered by the legislature to the governor's desk for signature, the administration will work expeditiously to get money out to providers. Pennsylvania lawmakers were supposed to complete the budget by June 30th, but have been unable to reach a deal due to deep disagreements over state spending. Capital sources previously stated that Democrat Governor Josh Shapiro proposed a $51.4 billion budget in February, up from a $48.3 billion budget last year. So, you know, our fiduciary responsible governor, $3 billion more budget from last year to this year. Remember that when he wants to run for his next stepping stone. Much of the proposed increase accounts for raising Medicaid costs alongside continued aid for poor school districts and more money for mass transit. That's right. The Pennsylvania taxpayer is looking to pad the mass transit systems in Philadelphia and Pittsburgh at the result of less robust roads and infrastructure for us here in the rest of the Commonwealth, because they know where their votes come from. However, Republicans who control the state Senate have balked at such increases. The proposed spending is well above the state's likely revenues next year. Shapiro pitched using the state's ample cash reserves to make up the difference. After those dollars run out, the state would either need to reduce spending or increase revenue. On the savings side, Shapiro and the state Senate Republicans want to reduce Medicaid patients' eligibility for expensive weight loss drugs. That's it, too. You know, our tax dollars are paying for people on Medicaid. It's Ozempic and Wegovy and stuff like that. Weight loss drugs. Stuff that normal health insurance does not cover. But if you're being funded by the taxpayer and their Medicare, their health benefits, you know, why not pay for it, right? And also one of the big cash cows in the governor's budget was the legalization of marijuana. That's not happening in this budget anyway. But instead of politicking and doing a lot of really nothing, where's the leadership of the governor? Where is his social media prowess? You know, he increased his social media crew, his employees there, tenfold from former governors. Because, you know, he's got to have a good persona out there. You know, we were talking about Jasmine Crockett and her social media persona and how in tune she is with it and how narcissist she is with it. Well, she should take a lesson from our governor. He's increased his staff for his public persona tenfold. Maybe he should use some of that to pressure, even embarrass at this point. I mean, we have school districts, our child welfare systems, our health and human services systems for each county, not getting checks now, $2 billion. Maybe he should pressure them to sit down and offer the table that he says is so open to come to an agreement, because it's been over a month now, today, and nothing. And they were just warned that the checks aren't going out anymore. So it's just a matter of time before people start not getting paid. And we go through this. This is the fourth year that this has happened. And we keep putting up with it as the taxpayers. We keep electing mediocrity to our government. But if the governor truly wants to show leadership, this is his podium right here. You want to take the next step in politics, possibly run for president? How about you lead from the front here with your own state budget instead of running around the state saying, look at me, look at me, look at me, while you solve absolutely nothing?